was awarded at the, you know, meeting anyway.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for the reminder.
Yep, okay.
All right, good afternoon. We're back at the Public Service Commission on Wednesday, September 16th. It is just about 10 to 3, and we are going to reconvene for the admin portion of the commission and regularly scheduled agenda. Okay. We have no consent matters and a couple discussion matters. First one on the list is the SNL Energy decision. So I'll kick it over to Sarah and Mike.
Commissioners, we put this on the administrative agenda to talk about whether or not, I guess basically to get your approval or your rejection of the idea of spending $7,500 on this service. Sarah primarily, and with the assistance of Vic, wrote the memo to give you a little more insight into the service, and I guess I was simply going to put it on consent for approval, and Commissioner Kalk wanted to talk about it, so we're here ready to talk.
No, thank you, Mike. You explained it perfectly. I wanted to clarify that definitely, like it says, 1 year, $7,500 is all we're committing to, and then the part you put in there about the other utilities using it I thought was great, so I think it makes sense. I'm cool with 1 year, but have you talked to our money guy where you can pull your money from?
Well, he was part of our discussion when we started going down this road.
No, but have we finalized where you're pulling it from? I know he was here last, whatever it was.
It has to come out of our budget.
Okay.
Because it's a public utility expense, and that's just the way accountants do. We keep it in the right buckets.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me, ma'am.
All right. I also think it's a good idea. I'm interested to see how what much it's used, and I think as we go through the trial period, if you guys can kind of mention, I'm sure you will, mention this came from SNL, as you're using it, and share the information you're getting from it with us, point out to us where it comes from so we can see how valuable it is to you. Anything, Randy?
Well, my only thought is there was some discussion last time, and I mean, I just had the opportunity to sit in on the initial meeting with SNL, so I was pretty convinced after that. But is there any opportunity to build this into any costs of rate cases? I mean, if that we have or anything like that, if it's possible, I'm certainly in favor of it as long as we're not violating anything. But within appropriate means, if we're able to do that, I like that idea.
I don't see that as a possibility myself. You'd have to show that the service was being used to some degree for a rate case in order to charge it. And I'm not sure how you would come up with some kind of allocation factor for that.
I'm fine with the plan without that, too. So,
excellent. This is a good document to use for a justification going forward, or if people look back and wonder what this expense is. So, Josh, hopefully you've got this and can keep it in your files as well for budgetary purposes. The memo that they've outlined as to why this is a wise expenditure of funds. Okay. Certification for conversion lines, Jack.
All right, as the commission knows, we previously had approved a certification for new transmission as well as other type of facilities. However, the new certification that was approved by the commission, it really doesn't take into consideration a gathering to transmission line conversion, mainly due to the fact that there's really no longer construction because it's already been constructed. And so Pat and I sat down and we worked through the certification order provisions and we essentially updated them. For the most part, we changed a lot of the construction to initiating operation of the transmission facility. That was a big change across there. We changed the tense, of course, as well. And for the most part, almost every provision needed to be changed in this document due to it. And I also, in the email I sent out to the commissioners, listed some other provisions that we might want to take a look at, because there really doesn't need to be a construction conference, I believe, anymore, and other activities such as that.
So are you suggesting we take out those provisions, 7, 8, 9, 11, 13, 14, 15, 22, 26, and 30?
Not absolutely all of them. I just want to open up for discussion. Some of them definitely probably are have no point to them whatsoever.
Okay. Do you want to walk through those right now?
Sure. We can start with 7. That one, there's no construction anymore, so there. I really don't think that one's
strike
needed.
That?
Right. I have a question on that one, though.
Sure.
Or anything having to do with construction. Don't most of our conversions come about because someone adds tanks or associated facilities? So there is construction.
Right, and we're still using the other certification as well for any newly constructed transmission facilities. So they're certifying to both, the change from gathering to transmission as well as any new additional transmission construction.
But we don't...
Two separate documents?
Two separate documents.
We don't approve those apps separately. I don't remember that there was ever two separate certifications.
This would be the first time we've done it. And that's if this was just a change from gathering to transmission, there would only be one. If there were, and vice versa, if this was all new, there would only be one. However, since there's one, that half of it's being changed from gathering to transmission, and then there's also new construction as well.
It seems like it would be simpler to just leave the transmission or the new construction part in, if there's new construction as part of the conversion.
Rather than having two separate.
But if you're saying documents. We have to do a separate document anyway, but I don't understand why we would need to.
Well, the reason for we'd have to essentially write two documents or rewrite a whole new one regardless, we would have to write a new one for a new conversion, even with new construction.
I don't know if there's ever going to be a conversion where there's not some construction. I can't recall one off the top of my head. I think it almost always revolves around the tanks that
cause the conversion. Well, that's usually what triggers
the conversion.
Right, Pat? Right. So what triggered this?
This, whenever you have a conversion like that, you're going to have the combination. You're going to have the combination of existing facilities and new construction.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way this started out was we thought we have to change the certification order provision so it covers both. And as we started doing that, it just got to be a little messy. And so so there was a suggestion by somebody, why don't we just have keep the other document for the new construction, the one that we have, and create a different one for existing facilities. Two different certifications that they would sign both, and they would both be attached to the order. But it specifically at the top it would say one of them is for existing facilities, and one was for the new construction. So we started on down the road you're thinking, mm-hmm. having one document, and then since the hearing is this week, and we're just working on them now, we thought let's just do two. It's faster for now. And we could create the other one if the commission would like to do that.
Okay.
I think moving forward, we will need another document altogether. This was mainly made for this one specifically, with the two documents, due to the way this was being constructed as it is and also converted. But I think this was just a starting point for the conversion certification moving forward, too.
Okay. Well, you guys have thought about it a lot longer than me, so I'm not inclined to second-guess you right now.
I'd offer, Madam Chair, to let I agree with you. It's kind of quick to make any decisions. I'm happy with you going through it with them. Whatever you come up with, I'm cool with.
Okay.
But if you want to do all of us, that's fine, too.
Yeah.
I think it works as is without even taking these additional provisions out right now. We used a similar document in the past.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's leave it as is, and then we can look at the striking of the certain things in view of the bigger picture of having one document for conversions and one document for new construction. And the document for conversions should be flexible enough to allow for, if there is construction, which most of the time there will be, or there won't be a conversion, right? I mean, if there isn't some new construction on a project, there isn't a conversion occurring.
If there isn't, then that would be a violation instead of a conversion.
Yeah. Good point. Okay, does that work? So we'll use it as is without striking out the ones you've suggested.
I think that will work for the hearing tomorrow.
Okay. All righty. Very good. Thank you, Jack. Then finally, we've withdrawn the last one. Because that was a... Oh, sure.
Madam Chair and Randy, the only thing I wanted to add was the... And this is my fault for missing this, but tomorrow at 9 o'clock, the One Call study is getting briefed out by Ryan Schmaltz from the One Call folks, and also Danette's going to talk about stuff from Common Ground Alliance. I should really be down there for that. It's tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the Harvest Room, and I know we could have staff cover it, but I think given the questions that are going to come our way, and they probably want us to give some comments on it, their thoughts quickly, and even have us present the next one of these, I think I should hang back from the hearing tomorrow and go to this, unless you both see some critical flaw or there's something that one of you can't make tomorrow because we got to make sure we do the hearing.
No, I'll be at the hearing, and I'm assuming, Randy, you'll be there?
Yes, I will be.
Okay. I'm fine with that if that's what you think is better.
I think so. That's all right. If you could just pass that along to anybody out there that representing the commission back here, that'd be great.
One call study, request a legislative study. What is the study covering?
I'm not exactly sure.
You weren't going to go and find out?
No, actually, I think Pat knows a little bit more, but I think the basic study is they're getting a premise of what changes to the one call law they may or may not want, what the impact has been to previous changes, and they're going to hear from Ryan from the One Call side and Danette from the Common Ground Alliance.
Okay.
So I'm
who
sure...
Who studied it? Who was this? Who did the study?
I am not sure. Pat maybe can help me a little bit better here. And maybe just the initial stages, too.
I was just thinking that it came as a result of the bill that was before the legislature this last session to charge for the second request for locate. And so I think that'll be one of the topics that they'll be studying, and I don't know if they'll be studying any others.
I don't know. There's just a lot of vagueness in it, and I'm sure the defines will come up in what we've done. And the times we're not there, we seem to get thrown under the bus quickly.
Mm-hmm. So the study isn't complete. It's just getting started.
Right. What we heard from the board is they're deciding what to study.
I see. Okay.
Trying to decide, basically work ahead on issues before the next legislative session. So that they're not just blindsided by us or utilities come up and saying, we should do this.
So to that end, we've thought of some things that ought to be considered more closely. What sorts of things might you suggest to them get studied?
Well, just the impact of changing the time frame from 20 days, maybe if it was longer, what that would maybe do to it. The impact of cost, removing costs completely. There are certainly some things that I could come together pretty quickly. And that's with this one. I knew it was out there, but it wasn't until yesterday I was like, oh, shoot, that's tomorrow.
Yeah. Seems given, like there was something obvious that keeps coming up that we think, ugh.
I've got a list of law it changes I'd like in that area. So
okay.
I'll have to look at my calendar, but 99%.
If you think of something, get it to Pat and Victor tomorrow because I'm sure I'll drag those two with, unless one of you is going to the hearing tomorrow.
I am.
So I'll bring Victor with.
Have we reached resolution on when they're always wanting us to bill people for them and we're spending a lot of time on some pretty small amounts of money?
Ironically, we had a meeting on that, and that should be on our scheduling to update the two of you on what we came out of that meeting.
All right.
So that doesn't need to be part of the study. That's already been
framed up. It certainly could be. What are defining our roles? But I think it's clear what... Well, I can just go through it very quick. When I met with the One Call guys, it was Pat and I and Victor and Julie sat in there, and basically they don't want us to collect their fees. They're asking that we enforce the law that says they have to pay. So I was looking at it, or they briefed us the incorrect way, where at first I thought it was they wanted us to collect their monies. No, that's not the point. They wanted us to enforce the law that says they're supposed to pay the money. And that's how it was functionally different. They want us to definitely be involved in following through with their complaints, not to collect the money, but to enforce the potential violation. of not paying. Did I explain that right?
Enforce something without collecting it.
Well, we don't collect money. We enforce a fine. So if the company potentially didn't pay for their services, which a lot of them haven't, we would not collect the money. We would levy potentially a fine for not paying for the services. And that's what I explained to them back. I said, this will not help you collect any money, but it'll fine the company potentially. So we kind of went around and around about that. But I think that's explained okay, Victor, Julie?
Yeah, I think so. Julie looks like she might want to say something.
The only thing that I could add would be that they think that if the commission processes these complaints, that they'll have better success, or more than the contractors will pay, and the excavators will pay, and the operators will pay the bill when they get a bill. You know, it'll help reduce the uncollectibles.
Right now,
they say it's not bad right now, but they're afraid of it growing with, you know, contractors saying, "Well, just don't pay it; they won't go after you anyway." That was kind of their theory in pushing these smaller value.
And the one thing that came out was like that they may be smaller values, but like a $200, somebody hasn't paid $200, that could be 150 locates that they haven't paid for, because the dollar amounts are so small. So there are getting to be some pretty significant numbers of locates. We kind of went around like this is what we did.
The thing that I get concerned about is because we follow such precise legal details on, you know, and I'm thinking of things we do with licensing and such, and, you know, if they're going to turn in someone for not paying for 150 locates, I suppose that means our staff, before we issue a penalty, is going to have to go through and verify that each one of those 150 was properly requested and properly delivered and not paid for. And we end up with many, many hours of researching all this stuff. And I'm just not sure that we have the staff to do that.
Well, and that's what I pushed back to them, but then their pushback is simply, hey, either you enforce the law or you don't. And then we went around the staff discussion, but we can certainly talk more about it. But that was the kind of the long and short of that, is that they would like us to enforce the law. I gave them all the constraints about hearings and research and all that. But long and short of it, tomorrow I can go to that study, and if we want to schedule a longer discussion on it, we sure can.
Okay.
Okay.
Good idea. Thank you. All right. Any other discussion matters?
Another damage prevention. So we have $21,000 in unpaid damage prevention penalties.
Ooh, yes.
Northern Excavating has passed its period for both paying and appealing the orders with no payment submitted. And there's one other company from back in 2012. We'd fined $2,000 that they have never paid for. Mm. So... we had a small discussion with Brian, and the kind of vow was to bring it before you guys to see how we want to handle that. If we want to just
there was a second piece to my thing is get our attorney options before we, as we do this out, to see what Alana and Jack think. Because is it worth it? I don't know. Back to the enforcement question about.
I have actually put a little bit of time into this already and thought, and I don't think it'll be too difficult. I think for the most part, I could take care of this stuff in small claims court, which wouldn't take too much. It's a matter of filing and showing up for the most part and bringing our orders and evidence that they owe us money. And essentially then there's a civil judgment against them at that point in time. Well, that technically has the same effect as our administrative orders, but I think for creditors and things like that, it's a little more visible. So if he's going on trying to get a loan, it can affect things such as that. So it might be more... he might be more likely to pay it, or any person might be more likely to pay if there's a civil judgment actually against them.
Is there an intermediate step, like a credit agency type of thing? Or is that what it is? No, a bill collector?
We don't really have bill anything, collection? To my knowledge, at our disposal with regards to that.
Where they get somebody else who's trying to collect the bill and says, you know, better pay this or we're going to... you're going to end up in court.
Guido.
So that is not an option. How do other agencies do this when the people don't pay fines? I'd be interested in knowing if, like, Petroleum Council or, you know, others who are fining companies, when they aren't paid, what's their recourse? Do they take them to small claims court or just?
I think some of them have licenses they can suspend. I mean, we're in this position of overseeing something that we don't license.
Right.
You know, if it was a grain licensee that didn't pay their fee, I suppose if we wanted to, we could suspend their license and shut them down. But
right,
just don't have that here.
Just thought this is another topic for discussion at the meeting that Commissioner Clark's going to.
Tomorrow. Yeah, great idea.
Well, one quick question, though, for Jack. How high of amount can we process through small claims court? I never thought it could go that high.
If it's up, I thought it was a lot higher than that. For some reason, I thought it was up to 15,000, but I'd have to look it up again.
Then beyond that, because this one is 21,000.
Well, it's separate orders. I mean, we have, I think, three separate orders on this. The largest is 10,000, I think.
Okay.
So if the threshold was like 15 or 20 or something,
yeah,
fine.
I'll have to look that up again, though.
I told him I thought it was worthwhile, but I wanted to make sure you guys were semi on board with before we did any more work on it.
Mm-hmm. And then in that, tell me what the procedure is. When you take somebody to small claims court, how do they find out about that?
It'll be the same as any legal proceeding. I'll file it with the court. We'll serve them. They'll be put on notice of it. They'll have the opportunity to show up as well. If they don't, then it'll be automatically a default against them, and a judgment will be filed.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, and then maybe I'm sure there's got to be a motion that's prepared. We can't just say, let's do it here. It's got to be some formality. So if it's okay with you two, we can proceed in that to the next meeting. And if we get it ready, we'll bring it. If not, it'll be the next meeting.
Yeah, I would like to know, and you can just tell me separately if you want to, but how other agencies handle this type of health department must fine people, don't they? How do they collect, and what happens if people don't pay? They might have licenses, but
I think that a lot of them will have that hook of a license. And
yeah.
Yeah, and this, I mean,
I don't know about, Patrolling Council.
Maybe.
I don't know that every single thing that they oversee, they would have a license.
The Patrol? You mean Oil and Gas Division?
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Oil and Gas Division, yeah. Industrial Commission fines a fair number of folks, and some of them would be drilling permits, I would assume, but not all.
Yeah, some of them are water haulers.
Yeah,
things like that.
Exactly. The people that haul those socks around and dump them places.
it's a good question. I don't know the answer, but I'll just throw this out as my initial thought. If that small claims court limit is, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, even $5,000, $6,000, we're going to oftentimes not be able to do anything in that way. If it's 20,000 or something like that, then that probably is a good option. But if it's less, again, I don't know that we could end up using a lot of our attorneys' time following up on these things. So if small claims court does not have a high limit like that, it's probably something that should be looked at in that study.
I'll bring it up tomorrow, no matter what. It's a great idea.
We need teeth in this, and
yep.
Whether maybe it's a matter of turning it over to the state's attorney in whichever county it was and tell them there's a judgment.
Well, contractors do have licenses.
Right.
They have licenses they get from
Northern. In this case is out of business, so
right.
There's really nothing you could do with that. The other company, I'm not sure, since it's that old.
The $2,000 one, if I remember right, we started down this road, and the guy went defunct, and he left out of the state, and basically we just made the decision at that time saying it's not worth all this for $2,000.
Right.
So that one, I think, probably kind of put to bed, but this one is a lot more money. And the individual's still in the state, and there's still resources to garner. And it's a big dip. It's 10 times the amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll find out what other agencies, the limit for sure, if in case Google's wrong. Which I know it never happens.
Check Wikipedia.
And then we'll talk about it at the next meeting. All right. Anything else on discussion? All righty. Then down to scheduling. Oof. Oh, boy. Is there more to add here than that doesn't show up?
March 8th.
Oh.
Well, if I can reserve 7 since I already wrote it in, the LEC meeting, and I'll get into why I want to talk about it then.
Okay. All right. So we've got 8 items. Let's see here. Tour discussion. That's not a scheduling question.
Which one?
Number 2.
Oh, I want to update you and Randy what's going on.
So that's a discussion item.
No, we were going to set up a work session.
Yeah, to give you...
Oh, I see. I see, okay. So it is a scheduling issue.
Yeah.
To schedule a discussion.
Yeah.
All right. So the formal hearing, can we take that one first, the number 1, since it's 1 on the list? And I think we have a proposed date. At least I saw it in the draft in that.
It's November 17th.
Lawrence Bender announced that he won't be available for that date, so... We've got 3 other potential dates narrowed down to October 27th would be the first available for everyone.
I'm coming back from an SPP meeting that day.
I'm speaking at the Association of Counties that day at 2.
Okay. October 29th then would be the next.
That looks good for me.
Missouri of Energy is coming in to speak about clean power plant stuff, but I can try to move that around.
Yeah.
Also October 30th.
It's a Friday.
Let's not do, if we can avoid it, Friday.
So the 29th then?
Can you get Merv to come on another day?
Yeah.
Sure. And this would be at the Ernie French Center in Williston.
Okay.
Actually, I told them they should talk to all 3 of us. I don't know why they said just me. It should be something all 3 of us talk to them about.
Mm-hmm.
I'll close that loop.
Okay. So, 29th in Williston, 9 o'clock. Okay. Number 2, the tour, the discussion of the MARC schedule and just a general update. It is probably time that we talk again because these months are ticking away fast.
We've got a pretty detailed plan that we've got diabolically devised, but we want to have each one of us take a tour out. And so I thought rather than trying to develop the tour that Commissioner Fedorchuk is going to lead, let you do it.
Okay.
So that was kind of the premise of.
And all the good tours are already taken?
No, we haven't done anything.
We haven't done anything. That would be one of the purposes of the meeting, okay, is to kind of get your ideas and get you guys, see what you guys want to take charge of and do, or what you don't want to take charge of,
and
just kind of plan forward from there. So
we have, I'd say, a pretty solid schedule. Just don't know what the tours will entail and what, I don't want to develop a tour and then you say,
I want a 3-hour tour.
Just sit right back in the
You have a boat?
I think we scheduled almost a whole day for them, so I think leaving at like 10 in the morning until whenever you want to come back.
And we're doing the dine-around downtown that you're going to help me organize.
We love the dine-around.
Yeah, I knew we'd get it right now.
So what dates are we looking at for getting together here?
I don't think any particular hurry. Just
are we the 16th today?
Before.
Okay.
You know, it would be nice to do it before the November NARUC, just so I can promote it when I'm out there, we're out there.
Okay, well, next week is toast. But I do think that maybe judging from our...
Got a special meeting the 28th with nothing after it.
I'm tied up that day.
Okay.
After that meeting. It's my birthday.
It is. Make a note of that.
Whose is it?
My younger daughter.
Nice.
Oh.
I'm just thinking, could Julie be your daughter? Let's see it. 40 years old, you're 70. Easy.
Oh.
Well, I saw it too.
Oh.
Just kidding, Jim.
Tough crowd.
October 5th? October 12th or 13th? I don't think it much matters.
Okay, what about the 2nd? October 2nd?
In the morning, sure.
Before that MDU. What do we have with MDU?
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything either.
10:30? What time is your MDU deal?
From 11 to 12.
That next to your FERC meeting you had yesterday at 8 o'clock?
Where's Jerry?
Okay, then do you want to say 1:15?
No, can we do it? Can we?
10?
Yeah, let's try and do it before, but I wonder if we have to do any of these other work sessions on that day, too.
Okay, let's hold this one. This isn't as urgent. It's a good point. Work session for Sakakawea and Bridger. We did those back-to-back. I think we could do those again back-to-back if we have a sense for when they'll have information to us that we kind of were waiting on. We thought it was going to be a couple weeks.
I think we've received all the exhibits that we need, so the record should be complete. We're just waiting on one final document, and I've been informed we should receive that this week.
That's Sakakawea.
No, this is for Bridger. I apologize.
That's for Bridger. Okay. Right. And Sakakawea.
We did just receive some exhibits I just got on my desk. I haven't even looked at them yet. So I don't know if that constitutes all of them, but we did receive quite a few.
Would either of these, are they eager? And are we looking to get them on the agenda for the 30th of September? I mean, is that even feasible at this point?
Well, for Bridger, I could have the order ready if we have the exhibits and everything's okay. I have a draft order prepared already.
Okay.
On Sakakawea, I almost have a draft order complete on that one if we get everything we need.
I guess that just next week is... Next week is just kind of ugly.
Do we need work sessions on? To get all the orders cleaned up or all the exhibits cleaned up?
That Bridger was the one where we had quite a lot of give and take with the some of the exhibits and the union folks showing up. I don't remember exactly what the issues are.
I just remember a lot of hijinks about other things that weren't relevant to the case, but
right.
In my mind.
Well, I guess I could probably move forward without a work session if you guys don't need them. Sakakawea, I think we do need a work session. That one, I want to talk through some of the lake crossing stuff, and they had some reroutes that they brought forward at the hearing that was different than what the public knew about. So I would like one on Sakakawea. Maybe doesn't need to be real long. What about the 25th? Are we around? You guys going to Fargo that day?
Of what month?
September.
Zach says that next week is bad for him.
Okay.
If we could avoid that.
All right, so we're going to hold off and try not to get it on the 30th, but we should try to have these wrapped up by the 14th.
I got invited to that Courtney Wind Farm thing. We all got invited. Are you guys going too?
I don't think I am.
If you are, we'll have to notice it. If not, then.
Yeah, I told them not.
I'm speaking about reclamation at the Stockmen's Association, so okay. On the 25th, so I won't be at the Courtney.
Stacey, let's get a press release about Randy and the Stockmans. That's big news. Former Stockman addresses convention.
Mike, we have a work session set on the 6th all day long to talk about renewable energy credits. Ooh, where did he go? I wonder if that's a all day long thing. Renewable energy credits all day?
No, that's
I have 10 to 11.
I have 10 to 11, but it's 10 till 2300. They put it in wrong, I think. It's supposed to just be an hour. Yeah, that's what mine says,
too. 10 to 11 p.m., yeah. Okay, then that's mine. The whole thing is blocked out. What about that day, the 6th, at 11 for Sakakawea?
Wait, Zach can't. He has to email me. He's listening in. He can't. The call-in isn't working, apparently. So.
Okay.
Let me check here.
Or he's at the pub and he doesn't want his phone noise in the back. Okay. Hear that, Zach?
Zach.
wearing his UND jersey for the game.
No, he's in a hearing on the 6th.
Sorry. Okay. The 5th? The morning of the 5th at 9 a.m.? Zachary? A.K.A. Josh? That work for you guys?
The 5th works for me in the morning.
Yeah, it's fine. We already have a work session in late in the day.
Okay.
Which I may not be able to get to. On that work session, when I scheduled it, I thought that the BLM meeting regarding the BNI coal mine and center was in the evening, but it turns out it's late afternoon, so...
Well, we could move that work session earlier.
Okay, the 5th at 9. Work session on Sakakawea.
He says, ha ha.
All right.
Okay, so that's number 5.
Yep. And October number 6 we're not doing. 6 we're not having a work session. Okay. We don't need one on Bridger. And then let's go. Could we do the quarterly? Okay, the MARC thing.
October 12th through 13th?
How about October 5th at 10?
Fine by me.
Well, I have a meeting with Stacy that day, but I could reschedule her and I, so sure. Stacy, can we do ours at 11? Okay. Okay.
Can you invite the rest of the gang to that one too, Stacy? The yeah, just in case they can have these guys have questions.
Yes. Okay. So the MARC number 2 on our scheduling is October 5th at 10. Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Quarterly, reschedule the director's meeting for September. Let's do that in October. We have that ALJ hearing, which we won't be at on the 7th. Could that work for a director's meeting? October 7th?
In the morning.
In the morning would work for me. Or do we have an informal on the 14th? Or maybe it's too early to be taking that off the schedule.
We have PHMSA that afternoon, according to me.
Which day?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I didn't look up right on top of my informal.
Yeah, okay. We should.
Yeah, never mind about the 14th. Yeah, the 7th works for me.
7th at 9.
Yeah, that's fine.
Director's meeting?
I have a PHMSA thing on the 29th of September.
I think they're holding a couple dates. We got to get that cleared up. I don't know which is which. Daryl, can you check on that?
Well, I'll check with that.
Okay.
I don't have the PHMSA on the 7th.
No, I don't have it on the 7th either. It's on the 14th.
14th.
Of October, there's another one.
But so the September director's meeting will be October 7th at 9?
Yes. It'll be the October director's meeting.
Oh, okay.
In November?
A lot of confusion, Randy.
All right. So we are down to the LEC meetings. Oh, so we've got 2016, and then we've got, Randy, you've got the LEC meeting as number 7. So all right, can we combine that discussion, you and Jim? What did you want to talk about?
It was news to me at some recent meeting that we had when Brian pointed out that historically sometimes the portfolio holder does the award at the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting, but sometimes the chairman does.
Uh-huh.
And so I've done it in the last few years here. If you would like to do that this year, I have it on my calendar here. The exact date is...
It's September 30th.
The 30th, and it's over. It's a lunchtime award. I don't know the exact time. You know, 15
October
or 30 minutes
or
either way. September 30th. 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, I have that on my calendar.
We have our commission meeting, if you recall. We moved that up to 9 o'clock to free up the schedule. But I just, I mean, I'll do it if you're not available.
No, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. So. And that's the Dakota Westmoreland one that we approved today.
Right.
Okay. I can't even speak about that one from having seen it.
It was just one of those more, just the way it just rotated around sometimes.
What was that, Esther?
So you're both going to be there. I'll have to notice it then.
Yeah, well, Brian might be there.
I'll be there too.
Yeah. Okay.
What are we going to wear? Are we going to talk about that too?
Esther, that's October 1st as well, that LEC meeting. So it continues until noon, I think, on the 1st.
And it's at
Ramcota.
Radisson.
Ramcota.
Ramcota, excuse me.
So it starts at noon on the 30th?
I'm not going to say it's noon or 11:50 or somewhere around over noon.
I've got an agenda upstairs.
I have it on my calendar for noon, and I just went through that schedule the other day.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm pretty confident. It's noon, and it's at the Ramcota.
Yep.
Well, I'm just going to count on, if everything works for me, I intend to be there. But I'm counting on that you're doing all the work.
Sure.
So just like normal around
here. It's just giving an award, right?
You got to verbalize
a little bit about it and about what they did to deserve it and give it to them.
Yep. Yeah, and
tell some jokes.
The other things that go along with that.
I will be prepared for everything else that could go along with that. All right. I don't have to come up with, like, the next carbon capture and storage technology by then or something.
It's what Randy did in some of those woody draws years ago when he was young.
Thank you, Jim. I'll come up with some of those stories by then. Ooh, I love it.
Thank you.
All ideas welcome. Oh, that's so good. We'll be talking about this tomorrow night down at Broadway Grill. All right. Now, so that's number 7 and number 4, quarterly Lignite Energy Council meetings for 2016.
Yes, I received proposed dates from the LEC, the first one being on March 8th.
Oh, did you have something on March 8th, Brian?
Ironically enough, that was the day that I threw out for the transmission meeting, but we could certainly break for lunch. I just figured that I had the transmission meeting from 1:30 to 4:30. I thought that'd be more than enough time. Because this one yesterday was good, but it got out of control. I just want to meet with the IOUs.
Yeah.
So I thought we could do March 8th from 1:30 to 3:30.
Sure.
I'm going to throw something out, and I don't know how soon we need to schedule these, but these first Tuesdays, although I guess March 8th would be the second Tuesday, but I have another organization that the first Tuesdays causes me to miss a third of them.
Yeah.
And so it would be nice if we were able to somehow get off of that
schedule. Could we do schedule. Wednesdays? Is Tuesdays?
I wonder if they have another. It's nice to have a routine. But is it possible to adjust?
I don't
that
know, man. Changing something, I don't know.
I think they've generally done like say probably the.
I don't think it matters.
First Tuesdays, but I think they're probably somewhat flexible. But I guess wanting to get things on the calendar so they could make arrangements with a hotel and that too for the lunch and so.
I agree that Tuesday is complicated for that reason, and I have another conflict on every Tuesday that. I can miss, but if it's not a big deal to pick a different day.
Yeah, we go to Wednesday sometimes, that's typical commission meeting day too. So.
Oh, yeah. Right, Wednesdays is tough, Mondays. What about Mondays?
Mondays, Thursdays.
They're good days.
I love those days.
Yeah.
You can tell we've been in meetings a lot today. How about we try Mondays?
What? Or how about if, can we hold off on this for 2 weeks?
Yep.
And
Visit with LEC and see if you guys could come up with something else than Tuesdays.
Okay, perfect.
Well, Tuesdays are Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Basically, you're down to Mondays and Thursdays.
Do Monday. I'll call and see what we can do.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, we're down to March 8th. Last but not least.
1:30 to 3:30 transmission update.
Same. Sure.
But this would just be the investor owns.
Now, I thought, and I'm fine with it, investor owns, but I thought originally we were doing these transmission things to get together with SBP and MISO, and not.
Well,
no?
We certainly can, but I guess my thought was for us to meet with the IOUs to have their input as I go to all these MISO meetings and I go to all the SPP meetings.
Oh.
Because the SPP sure. meetings, I go to them quarterly and never get a chance to get the updates from the IOUs until I get there.
So what their issues are.
What their issues are. And like yesterday was really good, but the investor owns are much more open when it's just us and the investor owns and when everybody else is sitting in the audience.
But from that perspective, I mean, you're the one doing these at this point, but although we regulate the IOUs and not the co-ops, you going to SPP and MISO meetings impacts all the utility companies. And so aren't we just as concerned about the impact that something that SPP does on Basin Electric as we are the impact they have on MDU and Otter Tail?
Yeah, Mike Risen was there yesterday. Mike and I talk a lot before I go to the SPP meetings because when we have to cast votes on the regional state committee, I like to know what their thoughts are. So we certainly...
It seems like we don't necessarily have leverage to force them to come, but we're not using leverage on the IOUs either, but it almost seems like they should be invited to this because they're
I'm not against that. Too. And I don't think the Basin is against it either. I just had focused on the IOUs. And then I can certainly, for Mike and I, it's as easy for me to go over to Basin and sit down and visit than to bring him over here. But I'm sure he wouldn't be against it if all of us are going to be there. Mm-hmm. So I could certainly invite him that same day.
Okay. Well, and I mean, I think it goes for GRE. And
well, I think the difference there, though, is that Basin is the SPP member. And the investor owns we regulate under MISO, GRE and those folks, they're different categories. I mean, we certainly could invite them, but if you want to, we can. But them and Minn Kota, they could certainly come. But we don't do rate making on them. It's nice to know their positions, but...
Well, but didn't...
Whatever you guys want. I don't...
I still don't have this thing, I don't grasp of it, but like when Minn Kota built a new power line, did that impact all the MISO members?
Certainly, and the current cost allocation method, absolutely.
So
we're just starting these.
So participating in these things if they want to.
Okay, I mean, it's your guys' time too. They were not going to do that in 2 hours.
No, that's the thing.
So I usually set these up that I want to meet with the IOUs so I could have the information before I go to these meetings. And I thought it'd be worthwhile if your two schedules permit it. And so if you're willing to commit the time, I think that's great.
I just don't know that from an RTO perspective that the IOU's information is more important to us than the co-ops.
No, not from an RTO perspective, but from a rate making and cost thing it is.
Like we won't be seeing Minn Kota come to us for the transmission rider like that Otter Tail just provided that covers all these MISO projects.
Right.
So the cost allocation, which is kind of where you came up with.
That's what I was initially thinking.
That's your concern is cost allocation. How do these projects, and then having the right voice at these meetings on that issue. So cost allocation is a big deal.
We're not going to do a FERC filing for a Minn Kota concern. We'll do a FERC filing for the IOUs.
I think it's complicated enough. Maybe we should just stay with what we have more influence on, and we can always, as we move forward, we can always grow and include more.
Well, we could do this one March 8th, just the IOUs, and I could talk to GRE and see what they want in Minn Kota. I mean, they'll all come down, just like when we invite them down. And
To the extent that MDU and Otter Tail are going to have expenses associated with SPP, it's really only because Basin Electric chose to join SPP.
Right. But once so this initial that, stuff...
It's Basin said, that's the driver of these costs.
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't have a strong feeling one way or another.
It's your meeting that you're
You decide. I think March 8th works. Okay. And I think I'm comfortable with keeping it to the IOUs.
Okay.
But it's also a long ways away. So if something changes between now and then, you can expand it.
I'll talk to them and see what they say.
Yeah. See if they have any.
And whenever we ask
them. We are awfully fun, so I'm sure they're going to want to come. So.
Oh, but now, if you, Randy, you want me to invite the co-ops and then you don't show up that day, I'm going to take it personal.
Why wouldn't I show up?
I'm just messing with you. Because you're going to go to a hearing downstairs like I am tomorrow, right? No, we'll get it started.
I seldom had as much fun as I had these last 2 days.
Okay, I think...
What time did you want to start that? 1:30. Sorry, I'm not sure.
We could go into the evening and we could have supper. We could eat that pizza that Julie's going to owe us after the game Saturday.
This meeting is adjourned.